My guest at this time is former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. He is now president of the Senate Conservatives Fund. Back in 2010, Mr. Cuccinelli was the very first attorney general in the nation to challenge the constitutionality of Obamacare in court. Today, we want to get his reaction to the House Republican bill known as the American Health Care Act, which is being marketed as a replacement for Obamacare. And Ken, thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be with you.
Well, obviously, in 2010, 2012, 2014, 2016, voters were promised by virtually all Republicans that if elected, they would repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare. So how close did Republicans come in this legislation?
Well, they really haven't started to do it in this legislation. If you put it in terms that are easy to understand, there were 24 major regulations that with Obamacare. Under Ryan Care, there are 22 and a half of those stay in place. So, and of course, we get blessed with a brand new entitlement. And I don't know that anybody in the Republican leadership noticed, but we are bankrupt. And they do nothing really to resolve that problem. They make no move toward a market-based approach to health care. There's no expansion of freedom, and there's no reason for people to want to become a doctor any more than under Obamacare. It's one of the underreported aspects, and it's a useful measure in my mind. How many doctors advise their children away from becoming doctors? It skyrocketed under Obamacare, and this will continue that trend. Our medicine will get worse and more expensive and bankrupt our government along the way.
Let me have you respond to the arguments that the proponents of this are making. They say that, first of all, Secretary Price himself, due to the original legislation, has the power to deal with a lot of those regulations. They also say this is step one out of three steps, step two being Price dealing with the regulations, step three being different and separate legislation to embrace the more market-based system, including being able to purchase insurance across state lines. How do you react to that defense?
First of all, this is coming from people who don't really tell the truth or follow through on what they do. They have a long track record of that. I could swallow all of what you just said, Greg, a whole lot more easily if the first bill was a repeal bill. So if you want us to trust you, then you do what you said you were going to do. Is that really too much to ask? Just do what you've been promising for 7 years. As you know, you rattled through the campaigns for 7 years. It's how the Republicans became the majority in the House in 2010 is Obamacare. And they're all running around, at least the leadership is, afraid that they'll upset somebody. Well, I got news for you. People are already upset, and it isn't a question of whether people are upset after you do whatever you're going to do, but if that's all you care about, what will they be more upset about? You doing what you said you will or going in another direction? You go in another direction to appease a constituency that you didn't rely on to get elected, and what you've succeeded in doing is ticking everyone off. And that's the direction the Republicans are headed right now. I can share with you just video after video of all of these so-called leaders who during their campaigns were making promises to uproot this. Remember Mitch McConnell? Root and branch. Root and branch. Well, this is neither root nor branch. And I don't think it's going to generate the votes to survive unless they get a lot of Democrat support.
Some have called it a first step. It's open to some extent to amendment. Do you believe this legislation is fixable, or does it just need to be scrapped? And a lot of folks like Rand Paul saying you need to go back to the 2015 bill that was just a straight-up repeal, yeah, and then worry about the replacement from there.
Yeah, you know, again, along the lines of what I said a moment ago, I agree with that Rand Paul sentiment. All of them have voted on that bill. Were they lying then when they voted on it? You know, it sure seems like it now. Why not just pass a true repeal again, actually repeal it? Don't rely on Tom Price. Don't put it on Tom Price to get rid of the regulations. You do it in the legislation. You do it as part of the vote. That's part of what repealing means, is all of that goes away. All the regulations that come with it go away. And they don't want the regulations to go away, Greg. That's their dirty little secret. They don't want market-based health care. They want government, big government control, even though someday it's all going to come crashing down just because of how bankrupt it will all be.
Why do Republicans want government-run health care?
Well, let's take Paul Ryan, for instance. Paul Ryan has never done anything in his adult life except be in government. It's his solution to every perceived problem. He doesn't rely on the market. He doesn't trust the one force in the history of the world that has raised more people up out of poverty than any other, and that's free market capitalism. Nothing can compete with free market capitalism for advancing the cause of the poor, and they will not embrace it. In fact, they're insulating themselves and all of our country from it. They've just changed the form of the mandate, for instance. Instead of being a government directed mandate, it's an insurance company directed mandate. And if you don't do what they want you to do, you suffer a penalty that you pay to the insurance companies when you do go but get insurance. I mean, it's outrageous. I mean, this is a sloppy Democrat bill. The people who call this Obamacare light are wrong. It's not light. It's just a Republican form. This is a really terrible piece of legislation on its own merits. It's even worse when you realize that this is what's supposed to pass for keeping their promise to actually repeal Obamacare. This is not real repeal.
We'll get into the political tactics in just a moment, but one of the big hallmarks, in addition to promising repeal and replace, was that once they were done, health care costs would be lower again. Does this bill move in that direction?
No, demonstrably not. You know, when you look at how big the welfare program they establish is, it reaches up by income way, way, way past $100,000 earners. And so all those folks are getting subsidized. Where that money comes from, of course, is a great big mystery, for their insurance, which takes them away from market response. They don't pick like you might go pick a car. Maybe you'd love the Audi, you know, but do you have enough money for the Audi? If you don't, you buy the Chevy. And those kinds of decisions, in the aggregate, everybody making those decisions together are what directs our economy when it runs like a market. And they are insulating healthcare from that kind of response. And it isn't just insurance. It's even the provision of medical care.
We're talking with former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. He's now the president of the Senate Conservatives Fund. And, sir, as I'm sure you're well aware, the arm twisting is already going on Capitol Hill. This is what the Washington Examiner is reporting. Mike Pence telling Republicans on Tuesday, if you like your Obamacare, you can keep it, saying that the bill is the framework for reform and we're open to improvements and to recommendations in the legislative process, but also warning the GOP this is the bill backed by the president. Politico reporter Rachel Bade says whipped sources tell her that President Trump agreed with their argument that this is a binary choice. Either you back a replacement that can pass or you keep Obamacare. What do you make of the tactic that if you want to change Obamacare, you have to vote for this?
Well, of course, it's a scare tactic. And when you've got a bill that isn't real repeal, it's unfortunate to see that. I don't think anybody doubts that an actual whatever bill gets to the president's desk, he's going to sign it. And he was very unspecific in the campaign. They've been very unspecific in the last week or two. Clearly, they just want to check this box and to get it done, whatever that means. The problem for conservatives is if it doesn't really mean actually getting rid of Obamacare and all of the worst features of it, then it should be voted against. Otherwise, it's an adoption by the Republicans of all the worst elements of Obamacare, and they're going to own the consequences. They're going to own those price increases and health insurance cost increases, which will keep happening. There's no way around it, and they don't have an explanation for that, with the exception of saying, oh, we'll just pour more government money into it. So this is not a legitimate repeal. It is not real repeal. For those Republicans who ran on repealing Obamacare, voting for this as your version of it is a violation of that promise. It is breaking the promise. And we will be sure to be telling people out in all the congressional and Senate districts that throughout this process. We're going to try to do it as constructively as we can. If people choose the course of amending bills rather than putting in new bills, Jim Jordan, by the way, is putting in the 2015 repeal bill. And I mean, tell me this. Why is it so hard to vote again for the repeal bill you already voted for? What's wrong with that? Why is that a problem? There's no difficulty to that. If it was politically difficult today, then it was politically difficult 2 years ago. But they did it 2 years ago, and lo and behold, the ones who are still there survived.
Last question. They say this is the bill that can pass, but if the House Freedom Caucus is against it and at least three Republicans in the Senate are against it, it's hard to see that it could pass. Given the divisions within the party, do you think anything can pass?
Yes. If you put the same bill people have already voted on before them, what do they say about voting against it? And to Rand's point, Senator Paul's point, there are a lot of differences on what alternatives might be put in place in the area of health care reform. I don't think of it as replace, because you really don't want to replace Obamacare. You want a free market health care system, and that isn't the same thing. But if the leadership on both bodies will just let people make the case for their amendments and vote, which John Boehner promised years ago when he became speaker and broke that promise. It's part of why he's not the speaker anymore. Just let them go at it one issue at a time, and there'll be a majority vote will decide on each of those amendments, and what gets through, and then you've got to survive the Senate process. But one thing at a time, the folks in the House have got to pass real repeal, which is the 2015 bill or something like it, which they've all already voted for. None of them had a problem voting for it then. They were loudly speechifying back then. Now they're using scare tactics to say, those of you people who want to hold us up for this repeal bill are for Obamacare. Really? And Greg, I hope you and others in your profession won't let them get away with that. I mean, that is the worst, worst kind of ducking of a debate on the substance of an important, important issue to every family in America. And it's a dodge on their campaign promises. I mean, they're all breaking their promises and making liars out of themselves.
Fierce debate already. We're only a couple days into this. We'll see how it continues to unfold. Ken, thanks very much for being with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Good to be with you.
Thank you, sir. Ken Cuccinelli, former Virginia Attorney General, now president of the Senate Conservatives Fund. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.